I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
What's it bring to that Memorial Day party coming up with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes? But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
This one says birthday wishes for Alec.
On the 27th of May.
Is Alec singular for Alex?
Please send my warmest birthday wishes to my boyfriend, Alec, on Saturday, the 27th of May.
Oh, man.
The good news is, Linda, he has a birthday on the weekend, so we can actually enjoy it. The bad news is, we don't tell people happy birthday unless we're on the air. Now on to the real birthdays.
And tomorrow is promised.
All the Michelles, I want to give a shout-out. Depends on how we do today. Maybe we get all messed up. Can't make it in. Want to give a shout-out to a Matt, 13 years old today. Maybe a pep talk from the coach and a shout-out from Thrill. His new favorite toy is his four-string bass.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Love you, buddy. That from Sean.
13 years old. Just pep talk on being 13? All right, pretty simple. Don't overthink it. Everybody your age is doing it.
But I'll tell
Welcome
you this.
Welcome to your teenagers.
As you are a bass player, man, yeah. I totally respect that. But Ted's right. Everyone's doing it, but you're going to do it more than most. Look, yeah. I play bass. You can join a band. Join a rock band, man. You think those girls are hot? They don't care about you. Okay? We are bass players. So unless you do the Nikki
there
Six,
are a
where
few.
You create the who?
All right. So for one, Duff McKagan. Good-looking guy, right?
Duff McKagan. Okay.
His wife is beautiful.
Yes.
You've got John Taylor.
He was in Guns N' Roses.
John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Was he pulling it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Are you kidding me, John Taylor?
Know. We'll find out Wednesday when they come into town.
Oh, yeah, man. He's totally good.
But hey, man.
Flea. Yep, there's another one.
You think he's pulling ass, though?
You know he is.
Flea. Did you see that shirt he had on the other day? It's a suck my...
Yeah. There you go. See?
But yeah, man.
Nikki Six.
Keep playing the bass. Mm-hmm. My only be a finger guy, man. That's all.
Okay.
Sounds stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, damn it.
Leave the pick at home is what he's saying.
Yes.
But tell us, today is my dog Kevin's 30th birthday. Daily listener, he would be ever so pleased if you guys could give him some love on the air. How about a good old-fashioned Joey Chestnut, some dirty Germans, and words of wisdom from Coach Ted about celebrating this weekend and starting a successful new decade in his 30s. As always, thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Dirty Dave in Spanaway.
Chestnut!
Yeah. Since he likes to call you his dog, why don't we do it tonight, doggy style?
Yeah, that's the only way Dirty Dave knows how to party.
Alright, 30th birthday! Holiday weekend! It's gonna be epic, dude. Now I can tell you about being in your 30s, save more money, maybe work out a little more, but the hell with that. I think you go the chick route here, and you've got a birthday weekend. Sure, today's your actual birthday. Take the week. Can't take the month. You don't be one of those people. But enjoy it. And Sunday night when people are like, yeah, it's in, yeah, I don't want to go out. You tell me to hell with that. It's my birthday weekend.
Tell them I want to give a birthday shout out to my younger sister, Paris, out of Bremerton. She's 31 today. She could get a Obama drop the mic, green beans, and a fish sandwich medley. Also tell her she turned out all right for how many times I dropped her on her head when we were kids. Oh. That from her brother, James.
Drop the beat.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
Can I get a
filet
a
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich.
Which all says my handsome husband Scott's 43rd birthday. I was supposed to send in a happy birthday request last year, but I completely forgot. So can I get a, oh my God, what the hell is that, bro, and Andro penis, and uh-oh, look out, from Alan Thicke as well. I'll definitely owe him some butt tonight. That from Stephanie.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Andro penis.
Uh-oh, look out.
And one more from the birthdays. Olvicholos, it's my mom Kathy's 69th birthday today.
Nice.
Amazing woman, mother, and grandma. And even though she was prego with me at her graduation ceremony at an all-girls Catholic high school, in any case, she deserves a huge shout-out from her Pacific Northwest family while she celebrates back home in Baton Rouge. How about a suck it up, cupcake, drop the beat, and the dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from the rainy Cajun.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Drop the beat.
Yeah, it's your 69th birthday, so of course we're going to celebrate it by doing the 69 position and create a new sibling for your family that has sent this in. But first, we're going to put a little cayenne pepper on it.
Yes, you know, so I've been down there since the Cajun area, so call me Mike the Tiger and play with my boudin balls.
Jesus. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I will play the role of a crawdaddy tonight, and you can suck the head.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. All right, it's going to be a big weekend for cookouts.
Yeah. You doing any grilling?
I think I'm going to try to do some grilling. Well, Friday evening I'll grill. Maybe Sunday night or Monday afternoon.
Well, I know you. You're probably going to someone's house at least one day for some barbecue.
Correct. Yeah, Saturday I'll be at my friend's house and be like, hey, exactly. Hey, maybe you should light up that grill.
What are you doing? What is that? What are you putting on there?
I'll put the sauce on yet.
I'm going to cook it, but I'm just going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah. Well, hey.
That's all right. Do not put the sauce on.
I will be beside you for a lot.
Correct. Well, I saw a friend of mine. Now, granted, this had to be 10, 12 years ago, but he made that mistake. And he looked at me like I was insane. I was like, you can't sauce that chicken yet. He's like, why? And I was like, it's just science, dude. There's a lot of sugar in there, so it's going to burn quicker, and your chicken will be burnt, but it won't be fully cooked.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Salsa at the end.
If you want science, dude.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's like, you don't know that. I was like, yeah, I do. But a lot of people be invited places, and you got to bring something. Now, sometimes you got to ask the host, depending on who the host is. Some people don't mind. You can bring whatever. But I know some friends that are very particular. They like to set up a menu.
Let me ask you this. If it's summer and they didn't give you any guidelines, what would you bring? Like, around the holidays, I know what you're going to bring.
Yeah,
your sausage dip's going to be a hit, right? We know. But summer is such a different, if you just have to guess the side, like, what would be your initial, they didn't give any guidelines, you just go, oh, man, what should I bring?
This time of year, I generally, like, there's a broccoli salad I like to make.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking, like, pasta salad, something like that.
Or, I always forget, what's the other long grain that's pretty good that comes in a salad? Orzo?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good salad, okay. Too.
I thought I would hate orzo salad. I don't like it, but I don't hate it.
I'm bringing the grill appetizer.
Which would be?
Either shelled shrimp with an Old Bay kind of marinade that you can just throw on the grill real quick before you start cooking your real stuff, or Old Bay chicken wings on the grill.
You know, my wife makes a lot, and they're tremendous, man. The cheese-stuffed prosciutto-wrapped jalapenos.
Oh, yeah.
That's you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah,
no.
You really cannot.
Just get those seeds out.
Yes.
Also, if you want a good orzo recipe, the one I follow a lot is I go to QFC. This time of year, they have it in the deli case. And you just get like a pound of it, and then you transfer it to a bowl at your house.
Yes, yes.
That's key.
Same with deviled eggs. You can buy them on a platter, but put them on your own plate.
Right.
Put them in your own Tupperware. They don't need to know.
Exactly.
Potato salad, macaroni salad.
And some of the things they're recommending here, honestly, could show up at almost any function.
All right.
Because number one, they just said cocktail meatballs.
Sure, right. Can't go wrong.
And they're right. I just think when I make like that jelly chili one, I feel like that's more of a holiday meatball. Whereas like this time of year, you could just throw in a jar of marinara.
Agreed.
Probably
agreed.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll probably have buns if people are grilling, so you can make a sandwich.
You know what? You could. And you're a Smith at heart sometimes. But this is more of just toothpicking it.
Yeah, gotcha.
You could also, honestly, this time of year, you could just put in whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is and just put them in there. Generally, if I'm making meatballs at home, I'm just going to cook frozen meatballs and throw them in there.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you make them the night before, allow the crock pot to get just a little bit cool. You can transport it in your car.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get there, plug it in, heat it up.
Correct.
And you're pretty well good. I mean, you even tie put a bag around it, mm-hmm. and tie the top. That way you know that even if it spills, it's not going to spill all over your car.
Yeah. Second they have on this list is they said potato skins.
Ooh.
Now, that takes a little more effort to make those at home.
Right.
A ton of effort.
Correct.
That's the only thing, man. If it's a big, massive thing you're doing, I'd be more committed to putting that kind of time in.
If you had a deep fryer, that would be great, because you should technically deep fry the potato skin before you start to build it.
Now, the next on the list, these are sides you could bring to a cookout, specifically Memorial Day. I love these. I have never made them yet. I actually showed Thrill's wife, a guy on Instagram, hoping she would make this recipe at some point.
I see how you did that.
You're so transparent.
Check this out.
Yeah. I was like, Ted wants you to check this guy up. And she's like, I understand why. I said, okay.
Sausage balls.
Yeah.
You know?
So meatballs just made out of sausage.
Sausage balls are a little bit different, though. There's usually going to be flour, cheese, ground pork, sausage.
Yeah.
So you can replace the pork with tofu, tempeh, vegan sausage if you want. I'm not explaining. The sausage ball feels almost more like I know some people use like Bisquick in there.
Yeah.
So not quite the same as a meatball. Somewhere between
it's a little more decadent, man.
It is.
It's a lot heavier, for sure.
It is. Those are ones you got to be careful of.
Like a croquette.
Obviously, this one made the list. Potato salad.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty simple.
Don't make it at home. No. It's hard. If you don't get the potatoes right, you're screwed. Go pick it up at Whole Foods and then put it in your own container.
I will say this, though. Homemade potato salad is awesome. My mom makes a great one. But
if you know how to make it.
Yeah. You gotta very specifically know when those potatoes are done. Because if they're too mushy, they suck. And if they're hard and crunchy, they suck.
I know. And the only thing you can do once they're too mushy is mashed potatoes. There's no coming back, or potato lockies. So you have a couple of options. But once you get past that point of mushiness, you're screwed.
By the way, Ted, someone says, wow, Ted, I did not know that about the sweet sauces and grilling. That's good to know. So you really don't want the sweet marinade. Yeah, the sugar will caramelize.
No.
You could use it. It's just when you put, I'm just thinking about like chicken or like anything like
ribs.
You got to cook that stuff first.
Right. Wait until it's almost done.
Right. You don't want to sauce it towards the end, right? A lot of times if you see guys cooking like boneless thighs and stuff, like they'll cook them on the grill, do this and that. Then they'll put sauce on them and then get that kind of crispiness
also,
at the end.
Right. Always good to have a dry rub at first. So start with a dry rub, then sauce after.
Deviled eggs makes the list.
Hell
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. My favorite.
We have this conversation all the time, but it still shocks me that deviled eggs are like a summertime thing. I mean, I'm with it.
Well, I've seen them at Easter. Well,
They show up at Easter. They show up almost any time of year. You're right. But it seems like Easter's like deviled egg season. And then it's like July 4th, got to have deviled eggs. It's just odd to have an egg and mayonnaise product sitting outside.
In the sun, right. Yeah, exactly.
Correct. This one's pretty easy. Guacamole or guacamole dip.
Sure.
Guacamole.
Look, there's a ton of recipes online. Some are a little more intricate. Some are very simple to make guacamole at home. I mean, the fastest way I've ever seen is just you put an avocado in a bowl, throw in a little pico, a little dollop of mayonnaise, and boom.
Yeah. You can't go.
Finally chopped shallots aren't bad either.
Shallots is a good call. The fanciest of the onion.
Yeah. Don't take a little mini red onion. Yeah.
Speaking of fancy onions, onion dip.
French onion dip for chips and stuff?
French onion dip works. Yeah. They're saying onion dip. I mean, in general, you could make it at home. I will tell you this. Mike knows the same thing. I don't know how to explain it. You could onion dips everywhere. You could buy jars of it, sure. But if you just mix Lipton onion soup and sour cream.
That's the one.
And no one complains.
And people are like, this is so much better.
And do it the night before because they have the hard onions in there. So they need to kind of congeal a little bit and settle.
Correct. And honestly, if you don't like onions that much, like, me and my brother were, my family was spoiled with my mother, but like, she would make him a special onion dip that didn't have the full pack.
Okay.
Oh, all right. For crying out loud.
This one's pretty simple. Watermelon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you really want to be adventurous, like drain a bottle of booze into it the night before.
I was going to say scoop and pour.
Yeah.
You could also grill it. I would also recommend, what's it, tagine? The Mexican spice they put on fruit.
I have it at home, and I'm not.
You can put that on anything.
Yeah.
You can. I've only ever put it on fruit, though.
I use that on everything.
Yeah.
My wife just put it on something that was not fruit. I cannot remember what we ate, but she used it.
Mexican corn.
Made a difference, man.
It is great on Mexican corn.
These are some side dishes you could bring to your Memorial Day cookout. And you said some ice cream.
You know what? That's 100% true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn it down.
Right. That's the thing.
Everyone knows you didn't make it.
Or like just a couple of packs of drumsticks or
ice cream sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches or just anything that's
every
individual.
Every adult will revert to it. My wife bought drumsticks for the kids. My kids maybe got two of them.
Yeah.
Once we found them in the freezer.
Oh, they have mini ones. They have mini ones, too.
That's what we got.
Oh, they're great.
We were crushing them.
Yeah, I'll eat two of these instead of one of the regular. Now I've on three of the minis.
Now, the last on the list is an alcoholic beverage. I would also say, if you don't drink, that's fine. If you are a beer drinker, even though they might have beer, I always like to show up with more beer.
Let me guess. Are they just saying alcoholic beverage?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think it's ever bad to bring beer or wine to a cookout. They're saying, though.
Sangria.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, great call.
As soon as you said it, I'm like, you know what? I just feel like when the summertime comes, someone shows up at our place, they have made sangria. And they made it more potent than it needs to be.
And bring what you plan on drinking.
Oh, absolutely.
I would also say in this area, if you ever drink, if you ever go to Leavenworth or whatever, what is that winter drink, the mulled wine or whatever?
Yeah.
You could pour a bottle of that over ice and basically serve it as sangria.
The only thing you take home that you bring is your Tupperware container.
Because it should be empty.
You can bring a case of beer. If you only drink two of them, the case stays.
But
bring your Tupperware home because you know what? It puts a lot of pressure on the host to try to return everyone's Tupperware.
I don't know if this is true, and you guys are probably more down to try this than me, but somebody says, if you put sugar on cucumber, it tastes pretty much like watermelon. Says, learn that from my nephew.
Hmm. Okay.
That's not a bad call.
It makes sense when I'm thinking about it. Like, that actually makes sense.
I've had watermelon grilled. It's pretty good.
All right.
Yep. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here in just minutes, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Good news, fellas. Taco Bell is bringing back the Enchirito.
I'm not sure that I remember what that is.
That was the one that was in the aluminum tray. It was like
it's a wet enchilada?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Or wet burrito, I guess?
Yeah. You know, the fact that they call it an Enchirito means that it's somewhere between an enchilada and a burrito. That, yes, it's a wet burrito. It's wrapped in a tortilla, it's got meat, it's got vegetables, cheese, and sauce on top.
The thing I read today, they said, you know, they're bringing it back after 20 years, and in those 20 years, Taco Bell fans have had to suffer There's 62 other items made with the exact same ingredients.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? It's,
and the thing is, like, we make fun of that. That's a phenomenal combination.
It is. It is. It's good, man.
Like, I don't care what Taco Bell comes out with. I'll get the new one, and yeah, it tastes like the old stuff. But, doggone it, I love it.
I know. I'm right there with you, man. They do. They do.
When are they going to bring back the Mexi Melt?
What was the Mexi Melt?
It was like a small burrito with, like... Man, I gotta look it up. I just remember that was the thing back in the day. We were like high school, and you get like a bunch of bean burritos and a bunch of Mexi Melts.
I will tell you, man, there is nothing that sounds better on a Saturday night, you know what I mean, than just running through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yeah,
all right. They count on your habits.
I am rarely happier than when I am home with a giant-ass bag of all Taco Bell.
The Mexi Melt was just ground beef, melted cheese, flour tortilla, but it had pico de gallo in it.
Mm. I think I'm the only person who's into Taco Bell for breakfast / lunch.
I love Taco Bell breakfast.
They don't have the breakfast where I go. They don't have that menu item because it's not open until 10. But I go in there and get a couple tacos at 10. Bring them in.
Okay, so the item that I tend to like is the Crunchwrap, which I know that it tends to get overrated from time to time, but I dig the Crunchwrap. They have a breakfast. They have a California breakfast Crunchwrap.
Avocado?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. A little bit of, it's almost guac at that point. It's got hash brown. It's got egg. Got sausage in it. Doggone it, dude. It's fantastic. Anywho, now there's Arizona iced tea. There is now Arizona iced tea flavored ice cream.
I don't know if I want that taste in my ice cream. I mean, if you do, iced tea's fine, but it's not the flavor. It's refreshing to drink.
To be honest,
I don't know if I'm trying to replicate that flavor in other things. Man. But if you are, that's good news. I'm not one of those people.
I will say that you guys remember when we tried mochi? That stuff that was wrapped in like a rice dough.
Yeah.
And then we had one that was like lavender or something like that. It had a flower to it. So that's changed me a little bit. I'd be interested to see what a tea flavored
ice cream. Well, lavender ice cream is pretty good.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you're eating a flower.
Has anybody tried the Arizona hard teas?
I have seen commercials. I've not tried.
Dude,
I in.
Well, they were only in Canada for a while, but I think they're selling them in the States now.
I think the thing I want to try is the Simply.
What is the alcohol?
The spiked Simply things.
Yes, those are big in the Mariner game right now.
Because Simply juices are very, very good. So when I saw their spiked thing, I'm like,
they're all the peach ones are all over the Mariner games.
Okay.
They're malt beverages.
Oh, gotcha.
Like hard seltzers.
Okay.
In.
Yeah, you're going to Canada, get some.
I should, dude. I love Arizona teas. Like I have yet to have an Arizona tea. Is the regular one the honey and ginseng one? Is that the standard Arizona
tea? Whatever the standard green can is.
Yeah, that's the honey and ginseng, which I love that one.
All right.
I love their Arnold Palmer. It's fantastic.
Good call.
I
had your Arnold Palmer. That one I like.
I like Arizona tea, man. Fun fact, there is nothing that requires it to be sold for 99 cents.
They just put it on the can.
They put it on the can, so...
Right.
Go ahead, find it. There's a few claims that the new weight loss drug Ozempic might make you poop the bed.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Might make you poop a lot of places. 30% of people that take Ozempic. Why don't they put that in the commercial? Jesus.
I mean, it sounds like a great weight loss method. At the end of the day, it's just calories in, calories out.
You less the bed, but you drop the weight.
The world's largest t-shirt was just unveiled in Romania. I don't know that there's anybody alive that can wear this doggone thing because it's 375 feet tall and 241 feet wide.
No, there is no one on this planet that can wear that.
I think they unveiled it on a soccer pitch.
So they did it for the sake of doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Have at it.
Shaquille O'Neal.
It's a little snug.
I'm trying to, you see my belly.
Oh, they're setting the record. Yeah, I mean, nobody's wearing that.
Right.
Jack.
I barely fit. It's a little tight around the chest.
I'm Shazam.
I could wear it as a crop top.
People won't see me in the crop top. They would say, Shaq, why can't we see your belly?
Go Bond.
I put Go Bond on my belly button. My belly button's the size of a basketball hoop. I lay on my back like a kid slam dunked the basketball right in my belly.
Oh, damn it. Whew. A new study found that breathing a little less oxygen may help you live longer.
Breathing less oxygen.
Oh, you have a choice. Here, I'll just breathe these particles.
So they were saying, like, people that live in, like, higher altitudes.
Oh. I'm sitting here being like,
Well, it definitely thins your blood.
And I wonder if that's part of it.
I mean, as far as heart disease and all these things where you have clogged arteries and everything else, I mean,
it just slows everything down.
No, well, it speeds it up.
Well, speeds everything up, yeah. Man. There we go. We talked earlier, early this week, you guys had a little fun with me making sourdough bread over the weekend, but I told you it was because I had a bit of a crisis, because I consider making bread to be one of those basic life skills that really I should know just in case things go down. But there's a lot of those underrated life skills that everybody should know, which takes us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Harmful life lessons most people struggle to unlearn. As a kid, if I had a conflict with a friend, my parents would tell me never to talk to them again because they weren't a real friend.
This isn't the right one. Doggone. So I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. That's why I did this. You ready for this? Hang on. I already set it up because I was ready.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Update my Adobe, damn it.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Underrated life skills everyone should know. How about this one? Learning to mind your own business. Now, sure, if someone's getting robbed and you can stop it, then go do a good deed and be a good human being. Otherwise, leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
So I try to.
But you keep on busting in here.
Yeah. What's yours, Mike?
My underrated life skill that everyone should have?
Yeah.
So these are 10 underrated life skills that everyone should have. I don't have a doggone one, Miles.
Okay.
Number 10, self-defense. You know what? Maybe I got a little bit of self-defense there. It's a skill that can empower you and enhance your personal safety.
Well, sure.
And there doesn't have to be anything overarching about that. Just know how to...
Sometimes also it can give you unnecessary confidence.
Correct. And that's why I'm glad that I learned self-defense early on in my life. You know, I took Taekwondo classes when I was a kid. So it's like, I got...
What kind of bread do you get if I bake Taekwondo?
Taekwondo.
I hope it's like a potato-based bread.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Number 9, problem solving. Problem-solving skills are essential in navigating challenges in various aspects of life, developing the ability to analyze problems, identify potential solutions, and implement effective strategies can help you overcome obstacles to achieve your goals.
They call that math when I grew up.
It's not just math, though. It's analyzing any problem that you have. It's not just numbers. It's not just X's and O's. It's actual, you know, looking at what you got going on. And that is one life skill that I am proud to say that I have, that if stuff hits the fan, I have a mild panic that's way in the back of my head.
Everybody does.
But take a deep breath. You know, there is stuff that has gone out over the airwaves. There is stuff that has gone wrong that in my position, I have to take a deep breath. Like, it's already effed. We have already screwed this up. It's already going out wrong.
Right.
What is going wrong? Analyze. First off, how do we make it stop? Can we change it to something else?
Stop it first.
There was one time during the pandemic, not during the pandemic, but during our syndication where we beamed in the wrong doggone show.
Good for them. It was probably better.
No, it wasn't. Oh, it was some like overly political doggone show,
no
dude.
No way.
And like there was like it was hard-hitting news and crap like that. And so there was actually a live video that went out not terribly long ago where my face kind of hits panic mode, like, this is not right. But it's one of those things where you just kind of have to shut everything down, fix the problem, panic about it later. You can go ahead and take a sweat and take your licks later after it's done. But
deal with it.
Right. Fix the problem, then panic about it. Number 8, basic cooking. That's where I showed up there. Cooking is a valuable skill that goes beyond simple preparing meals. Knowing how to cook always allows you to make healthier choices, control your diet, and save money by avoiding excessive takeout or dining out expenses. I will tell anybody, man, go out and find a cookbook. Something that sounds good to you.
Sure.
The cookbooks that my wife, the plethora of cookbooks that my wife has that I have no interest in cooking anything in. She has cooked a handful of things that are absolutely delicious that I would love. So that's why I say find any cookbook. If it sounds remotely good,
not the best job I had, because that would be a complete lie, but the most beneficial job I had as far as the life skill was cooking. It wasn't a goal of mine, and that's not what I wanted to do, but by the time I was done with that, I'm like, man, I'm glad I did that because whatever ingredients we have, I can make a meal.
Also, not that it gets much credit, people don't go there, but the French art of cooking is kind of like the basis, I think, mm-hmm. of a good building block. So if you can cook sauces, if you can start bases, I think that's a good place to start as far as learning to cook.
But you don't need sauce if you can't cook a damn egg or a protein or something like that.
I got sauce!
Right, you're not wrong. It is good to learn that stuff, but like some people really just can't cook.
Right. And man, jump in the kitchen with your folks, with anybody who knows how to cook, and just learn a few basic things. Like I said, make eggs. Something small. Make
or
pancakes.
Ask or watch. Right. Most of my cooking skills are just from watching my mother cook.
Yes.
God, I'm trying to think of
the sourdough that I made. I did it all on YouTube videos. Making a starter. Yeah. Because, you know, in the event that everything goes down, there's no grocery stores. I can't go to the grocery store and get a starter. I need to know how to make a starter.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Which goes even further. Like, how do you make flour? Which I found out, you just grind the living hell out of something.
That is correct.
I saw my wife made oat flour. I was like, holy crap, that's how it's done. Number 7, emotional intelligence. These are 10 underrated life skills that everyone should have. Emotional intelligence refers to the ability to recognize and manage your own emotions while understanding and empathizing with others. It involves self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, and strong interpersonal skills.
I agree with that, but I think that's out the window right now.
It's not out the window. We need to do better about checking it. We really do. It's not out the window. We need to freaking muscle up. We cannot lower the bar. We need to raise the bar on that one. I will fight you on that one, Mr.
All right. No, hey, man. That's the fight I want you to have.
Damn right.
That is the fight I want you to have, man.
Nowadays, it's tough sometimes to control your temper.
Yes.
But some of the stuff you're talking about, they're like, I think those people know damn well. They're just yelling to yell.
They're yelling to yell because you can get away with it now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of it.
Right.
You know, once you establish that being an idiot is perfectly okay, people will act like an idiot. Whatever you lower the bar to, that is what people will
do. I wonder why that happened.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I will say, man, we as a society, we don't deserve the comment section. And that is probably the biggest proponent is the freaking comment section. You know
all social media is.
Right. And you know what was the proof that we couldn't handle the comment section? The men's public restroom. Because I was in men's
did you
public
say restroom.
I did. The men's public restroom. Because I was in one not terribly long ago and I started reading the crap. I was like, this stuff has been here long before the internet and the comment section. And this ignorant, weird crap has always been here. But now it's on the internet where people are taking it seriously.
Right? No,
it's not, man. Just leave it be. Number 6, basic home repair. Says knowing basic home repair skills can save you time, money, and hassle. From fixing a leaky faucet to patching a hole in the wall, having knowledge and competence to tackle, simple repairs can be empowering, absolutely. If it's something major, call in a professional. But if it's a Band-Aid on something that's going on, check out a couple of videos.
I have seen an inch-by-inch hole in my wall. Easy patch. Not easy to repair.
Not easy to repair at all.
I have been able to replace sinks, faucets, all kinds of different things. Easier than not. So you just kind of got to go through it and then call a professional.
Right. Exactly.
For me, it's easy. I just call a VD.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
Me too. When I needed my faucet repaired,
that's why I called him.
And you know what he's doing? Yep. He's looking at YouTube videos.
He might be.
No, but here's the difference.
So what? He knows more than I do. He pays attention to detail.
He's got the tools.
I do not.
And plus, when he gets under the sink, I get to look at his ass.
That's right. 10 underrated life skills everyone should have. Number 3, effective communication. Communication is fundamental life skill that can enhance your personal and professional relationships. Number 2. Uh-oh.
That's something I always imply to my
kids. Go back to number 4.
You are clearly just lazy human beings.
Yeah.
Either that and or I am a complete sucker.
I made an erroneous statement. VD in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Both of those things are true.
Son of a bitch.
Yes,
yeah, I don't buy places and need everything done to them.
Number 2, basic first aid. Having basic first aid knowledge is crucial for everyone. It's a skill that often goes unacknowledged. That is one that I do pride myself. I did take a first aid merit badge. I excelled in first aid. Oh, I studied a lot of first aid when I was in.
I got a first aid merit badge.
Okay, but I paid attention to that crap. I started learning. Not crap, sorry.
I paid attention to what I was learning.
I've done a lot of things that had to deal with first aid. Now, am I a doctor? Hell no. Am I a first responder? Technically, if I'm the first one there. But it's a lot of basic, you know, it's a lot of critical things.
Simple,
stop
Mike.
The bleeding.
Okay. You look at someone and you just say, man, you're going to die.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
back to Boy Scouts. Would you apply a splint to someone?
Yes.
No, you carry their ass out of there. They've already proven that wrong.
That's why I made Eagle Miles.
All right.
Oh.
And the
Eagle Scout slap
you
down.
You can't. Well,
just, yes, I can.
Just yes, give him your bandana. I'll set that bone back.
Yes,
just
give him your bandana.
Okay, Dr. Right. Mike.
And the number one underrated life skill that everyone should...
Sorry, Miles. Love you, brother. Number one. Basic sewing, they say. Sewing is a practical skill that often goes overlooked in today's fast-paced world. Knowing how to sew a button, repair a small tear, or hem a pair of pants can save you time, money, and frustration. Just like my doggone tux pants that went out this year. The ham went out.
The what went out?
The ham.
Oh, the hem.
Ham.
Oh, yeah. No, I think on dress pants, you got to take that in.
Agreed.
I mean, it's different if you're patching up a pair of shorts or jeans or something.
But again,
like
it depends on your skill. I hand things to my wife. Fix this!
I'll tell you what, it doesn't help. A few years back, when you go down to Portland, then you bust your ass right out of your tux pants. That's just weird.
You bend over?
I did. I bent over to pick something up. Something spilled on the floor. And I bent down.
Let me
and
get just, this.
It just blew the damn thing open.
I see Mike's butt.
Luckily, thank God for my auction company. They gave us all, you know, in those little swag bags, like after a workshop or something like that. There was a little sewing pack, and I went into the bathroom, and I just did a crap job.
All those things
putting
are...
Putting that thing back together.
You should have one of those in your dob kit at all times.
No kidding, man. A man in Illinois is in the news for his interesting choice of transportation to the airport, Miles.
I heard about that. I guess you're going to tell us at 5:50?
You are an absolute genius,
right,
sir.
In the meantime, let's get a contestant live for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.